there he is. So,
Emil Novak of Queen City Bookstore, the founder of Buffalo Comic-Con, introduced Cubot, a mascot made up of components from several popular superheroes. The activities scheduled for this weekend are just as diverse, as Buffalo Comic-Con, now in its 15th year, marks two firsts. It's the first time it expands to 2 days, and the first time it's happening in the convention center downtown. Numerous comic writers and artists will be appearing. Novak says one of them, Jim Steranko, worked under legendary Marvel Comics writer-artist Jack Kirby.
Along the way, Jack knew and Stan Lee knew that the kid was good enough, and he went on to do some amazing books on his own. The Nick Fury Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff that he helped to create, co-create. I'm pretty sure Jack was involved in that co-creation, and Stan probably took credit for it too. And along the way, Steranko did many, many things that are extremely innovative in comics that actually, his work actually is contemporary today, and the stuff is from 45 years ago.
Other events include a video gaming tournament, a costume or cosplay contest, panels and speakers, children's activities hosted by the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library, and of course, plenty of comics. More information is available at our website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.